A podfic of Innate, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. Hey Ferb, any idea why there's a police call box here? End of summary. Hey Ferb, any idea why there's a police call box here? Here being the slushy dog parking lot. Phineas placed a hand on the door. It didn't budge. Ferb replicated the action. It felt like wood, but he closed his eyes, feeling the vibration under his hand. His fingers stroked the side. Wood, it may appear to be, but there were no catches, no splinters, no chips, or anything that could be called a defect. It felt alive. The consistent hum grew louder when he acknowledged that. If such a thing could be described as pleased, he would say that was what the blue box was conveying. He opened his eyes. Ferb? The sign says pull to open. Phineas blinked at the sign that did, in fact, say that. This time, the door gave easily, swinging on hinges that he'd say were perfectly oiled. Ferb stepped inside, one hand reaching back to snag his brother and pull him along. Whoa! Ferb echoed the sentiment in his own silent way. While they were not unfamiliar with technology that allowed objects to be bigger on the inside, it wasn't something you expected to find sitting around a parking lot. I wonder what those round things are for. Phineas slipped his grip to approach the nearest white wall. The room could do with a bit of color, really. Ferb took to the center of the room, running a finger gently, carefully, over the round console that filled that space. It could fit into any old sci-fi film, but there was something innate that made it special. Beautiful. His cautious touch became a caress. The background hum shifted as he did so, changing to approving, perhaps? A living spaceship. That was a new one. A door previously overlooked burst open, a man following in its wake. He shoved a bundle of cables wrapped around something into Phineas's arms. Hold this, would you? Sure? Reaching the console, he danced around Ferb to press buttons, eyes never leaving his task. He pointed at a lever. Pull that when I tell you. What should I do with these? Phineas was trying to see just what the cables were attached to without dropping anything. Just hold them for the moment. The blonde man, wearing a cricket jumper and a piece of celery on his label. Ferb wasn't going to judge, but it didn't stop an eyebrow from creeping up without his permission. Finally stopped what he was doing, slowly raising his head to stare at them. Excuse me, but who are you? Phineas grinned. I'm Phineas, and this is my brother Ferb. The man blinked before grinning back. Lovely to meet you. I'm the doctor. I would ask you to leave, but I'm in a bit of a hurry, so if you could pull that lever, I'll get you both home as soon as I have this taken care of. Ferb threw the lever before Phineas's, I know what we're gonna do today, fully left his lips. End of story. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and I am sure that the author would also appreciate knowing. So, thank you. There were a few bloopers, so let's go listen to him. Wood it may appear to be, but there were no catches, no splinters, no chips, or anything that could be called. The sign says pull to open. I wonder what those round things. The background. Round? It's hard breathing. A door, previously overlooked, burst open, a man following it in its wake. Following blah 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 blah.
Okay.
There's something in my eye. A door, previously overlooked, burst open, and a man followed in its wake. A door, previously overlooked, burst open, a man following in its wake. Hello, big truck, how are you doing? Martin Bros. Very important. Big semi-truck. I don't know why they go down our street. I really do not know why. I gotta wait for it to go around. Leave. Okay, I think it's gone. Slowly raising his head to stare at them. The man blinked before grinning back. The end.